Question left last week for Rush by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Hey guys, this is Johnny Van Zandt.
And this is Ricky Medlock.
And Gary Rossington
of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And let me tell you, we got something we want to ask you guys, you know. We're always getting asked where we got our name from. Well, I got one for you now. We're curious about where you got your name from, you know, like Rush. I get a rush when I listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd tunes. Do you get a rush when you listen to Rush tunes? So come on, guys, fess up. It's time to give it up now. Where did you get your name from?
And don't tell us it was your old gym coach.
There you go. Sorry, I don't understand the question.
It was only asked 9 times.
Where did we get our name from? I can't recall, quite frankly.
Well, it goes way back. The summer of 68. Never mind the summer of 69.
Which has been already taken, yes.
That's right. We'll take the summer of 68. And it was actually John Rutsey's brother, Bill, who suggested the name, because we were thinking of a name for the band that would be short to the point. And he suggested Rush. And we thought, that's an interesting name. We
it's a fascinating
that.
Story.
About 2 days later, we were walking down the street
here.
And we looked to each other and said, what was the name again that Bill came up with? I don't know. Let's go ask him. So we went back to his place, and then we made some sandwiches, and we had some pop, and waited for Bill to come home from school. He came home, and we said, you know, Bill, the other day we were talking, and I can't remember what we were talking about.
I've got to go now.
And Bill said, well, don't worry about it. So we left. About a week after that.
Thank you. I hope that answers your question, Lynyrd, or was it Skynyrd?
Yes, Mr. Skynyrd to you guys, yes, and they are named after their own gym coach, so there you go. All right, a good four-letter word became the name for Rush. All right, here we are. We have, you guys are in Toronto, so it's Ralph. Ralph, you're on the air.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
First of all, thanks for giving us such a great memory of the tour. And my question is, has the Brazil experience inspired you guys to consider visiting other places never visited?
Well, that's actually, yes. I think next time we would like to go back to Brazil, and I think we'd like to expand that into Argentina and Chile, where we know we have some fans that have been wanting us to come down there for quite some time. So, yeah, it has inspired us to try to go more new places. It was really a great experience for us.
I have spoken with those who rave about Buenos Aires and being able to play there and the crowds there, and I assume Santiago would be a good spot for you guys as well.
Yeah, hey. I've been to both those places on holiday, and they're wonderful places to visit, and I can imagine playing there would be just great.
Yeah, even the Brazilians said, you think we're crazy here. Wait till you go to Argentina.
Yeah, they'll show you something there. All right, Ralph, thanks for joining us tonight. It's not just Steve, who is in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on Rockline with Rush.
Hi, Getty. Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, after attending the Vapor Trails tour, friends and I were wondering how many guitar changes did you do during that performance?
Me?
Yes, Alex.
Yeah, I don't play guitar.
I was waiting for Neil over there to say something.
Neil's looking rather feminine tonight, by the way.
Yeah, he won't talk.
You know, I to be honest with you, I can't really remember, but I think it's somewhere like 20.
He's guessing. You're guessing. He doesn't know.
We had a guitar change in almost every song. There are very few consecutive songs where we didn't have changes. So I took the number of dates, number of shows, number of songs.
Okay, well, next caller. Thank you.
No more coffee for Alex tonight. Cut him off back there in Toronto. My goodness. Wait, why do you change guitars so often? There are players that I see that play the same guitar the whole set, and it seems to work. Then there are others that change it out all the time. Yeah.
I used to do that, and then I lost my mind.
You know what? He's a guitarist.
When we were recording Vapor Trails, I had all my guitars in the studio. Normally, I take most of them, but I had all of them in the studio. And I found that I just really enjoyed playing all of them, and I played quite differently one to the next. And I thought it would be kind of fun to take a bunch of guitars out on the road and, you know, bring some guitars I hadn't had out for a long time, like my white 355, that big white Gibson, you know, that's for Working Man and Bytor. It's the perfect guitar. So it was kind of nice to bring some of the older instruments out. And it just changes through the course of the night. You know, the sound of the guitar changes with the different guitars, and it makes it a little more interesting for me and keeps my tech on his toes.
I was going to say, it gives you a lot of gear to lug around across continents and from here to there and back again. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll talk to Dennis now as we head to Vegas. Always fun to head to Vegas. And Dennis, you're on Rockline.
Hello.
Hello.
Sun City.
Hey, hello.
My question is, are you guys planning another studio album?
Well, we're talking about it, and eventually we'll get around to doing it. In fact, we were going to start writing, and then the idea of this 30th anniversary tour came up, and we can't do both. So, yeah, we'll definitely get around to it.
We announced at the beginning of the program that there is a 30th anniversary tour in store for 2004, and I hear there's a 30th anniversary calendar that's available now, too.
Apparently.
Yeah, we're topless.
You're topless. Excuse me. I want to talk to my crew for a second.
Why are you laughing?
Cancel my order for the calendar, guys, okay?
No, he means not wearing hats.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. What are you laughing about?
I don't know. I just tend to go other areas, I guess. Yeah.
Too many dampunas.
Yes. We'll play another song from Russian Rio right now. I think it's time for some bravado on Rockline.